Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Big show this weekend. My first guest is a giant in the music business, and he's got a brand new documentary on Paramount Plus. Don McLean will be joining us later on. My friend of many years from radio, television, and, of course, music, Wink Martindale, will be here next hour with a new book. Former Speaker of the House and a presidential candidate, Newt Gingrich, the giant, the king of Motown, Smokey Robinson, will be on the show. Instrumentalist Kenny G will be here, and we're going to talk about migraine headaches with Judy Ho and Dr. Larry Newman. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily. When we come back, the man from American Pie, Don McLean, with Ron Segi Today.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to mypillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. mypillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. And I don't think there's a soul living on this earth that doesn't know that song and its creator. Joining us right now is a friend of our show for many, many years. Terrific guy. I got to tell you something. He is an artist, a songwriter, a composer, and a poet. Joining us is Don McLean. Hey, Don, how are you doing? Thanks for being on again, my friend.
Hey, Ron, how are you? Well, thanks for having me. I'm having one of my little media days today, so we're able to get together.
Well, I'm glad we are. I know you're on a busy schedule because you are one busy guy. You're hot stuff here, you know that, don't you, in a new century.
I'm hot as they come right now, Ron.
I love it. Let's talk about some of the things you're doing. I have in front of me a children's book called Don McLean's American Pie, A Fable. This is fantastic. I have two of them, and I bought both of them. And I gave one to each one of my grandchildren. Now, they are 10 and 8. And my son, of course, is their father and knows a lot about this music by my influence, read this book to them. Compliment. They cried. They were so emotionally taken by this book, Don. He had to read it to them like 6 times. They just loved it.
Well, you know, I think we're going to, first of all, I'll tell you that a lady named Judy Proffer really wrote and created this book after interviewing me, and she liked the idea of the fact that I had been a paper boy, and I said in many interviews that I never had another job in my life after that. I always found a way to make money singing or teaching guitar or playing guitar somehow from the time I was 14 right up until today. And she loved that, and she took elements of the song and created a whole different story. But she created the paperboy character, and then she had this marvelous illustrator do these illustrations, which are really kind of fantastic. And there's the Donny Boy character. And now this has morphed into a series. The next one is going to be Vincent, and it's going to have a little guy who's an artist and with red hair, and it's going to have his whole story. She's about working on that right now, and there will be three more after that. And I Love You So, Castles in the Air, and Tapestry. Three songs that I wrote will be the source of three more books about kids, and then we'll have the characters. Donny Boy will be in those characters, in those books, and so it's going to be a series.
Oh, that's genius.
So it's nice, and I love the idea of trying to give kids a little bit of a childhood, since certainly the computer world, computer nation, is trying to take their childhood away from them, you know, by getting them involved in chasing information around when they're 3 or 4 years old. That's nuts, you know. I don't think that's right. I think that children should have, you know, 7 or 8 years of blissful ignorance from the troubles in the world and enjoy their childhood.
Boy, God bless that saying, because people say, why is it the good old days? Well, because I didn't know anything about news. I didn't have to pay a mortgage. I didn't have to pay a car payment. You know, are you kidding me? But that goes fleeting. Boy, it goes by fast. And I love the idea of doing it to all those names of Vincent and I Love You So. It's fantastic.
You can't imagine how much having to wear masks around must scare the heck out of kids.
Oh, yeah.
Born right into a pandemic. Imagine that.
That's terrible. We talked about that once before. You're absolutely right about that. My grandson walked away with the fact that he said, was Mr. McLean Buddy Holly's paper boy? And I had to explain to him how that is a metamorphosis, if I can use that term, in bringing the story to light. They loved it. They really did. Now, I mentioned before we went on the air, Don, that I have watched this 3 times already. It's coming out.
Wow.
It is outstanding. It's a documentary that we chatted about 5 or 6 months ago, and it's called The Day the Music Died, The Story of Don McLean's American Pie. And I don't know how you did it, but boy, I tell you, it goes by so fast. It's an hour and a half. It's on Paramount Plus streaming, but it's fabulous.
You know how much that means to me to hear that. We started 2 years ago when the pandemic hit. A man named Spencer Proffer was sought out by Kurt Webster, my associate in Nashville. And he said, you got to hear this guy. He loves the idea of this 50th anniversary, and he wants to do things. And I said, you know, a lot of people want to do things, but I don't want to waste my time with somebody who's just going to blow a lot of smoke. You know, I don't really need that.
Right.
So he said, no, listen to this guy. He's got a tremendous background in record production and documentary movies and everything. He's the real thing. I said, okay. So we let Spencer into our lives. And Spencer said, I want to do a children's book. I want to do a documentary movie. I want to do a Broadway show. And I want to do a bookazine to have for sale in the bookstores and when you check out at the grocery store. Well, he did it. He's done every one of those things. The only thing that's remaining is the Broadway show, and I can tell you for sure it's going to happen.
Great.
It might not be next year, but maybe the year after once Broadway gets rolling, but this guy is serious about everything and does what he says. Now, he went and found Mark Mormon, who made this movie, but we interviewed maybe 4 different people. I liked them all. You know, I thought, well, we can make a good movie with any of these people. He didn't like any of them. He chose Mark Mormon. So I have had people working with me and supporting me, and I said, well, you know, I'll do whatever. Well, the funny thing was that we were making the thing, and again, working, and finally we're doing a last interview at my place in Camden, Maine. It was a hot August day. It was really brutal. Well, I don't have air conditioning, so everybody's sweating. It was like Manila, you know? And so I go downstairs, and you can see I'm a little bit sweaty and everything. It looked terrible. And finally, I said, you know what? I'm going to talk about the lyrics of this song. That's what people want to hear. Let's do it. I'm going to start out, and I'm going to tell you exactly how this happened. And so, you know, we filmed all of that, and that was it. Once we had that, he did it. You know, he connected. He did what I was thinking and when I created that thing, is that I wanted to somehow connect the tragedy of Buddy's death with all the tragedies that followed in America.
Mm-hmm.
And have this history and musical thing moving forward for 10 years. And we did it. And so, you know, but it took a lot of, as the song says, I get by with a lot of help from my friends.
Well, you know, Don, we've waited over 50 years to hear this because I was a disc jockey back at that time. And I remember distinctly a lot of radio stations, including the one that I worked for, that had, you know, a whole hour dedicated to the interpretation of the words of American Pie. And I remember you telling me the last time we chatted, half of them were wrong anyway. So now we're going to hear the real story. I have a great picture, a fantastic picture in my studio of you and me, because I sat at your table in New York when you won that award. I mean, it was a great, great night, and I was proud to be at that table.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact. In fact, I have a picture of it here in my studio right now.
Well, how do you like that? Grammy is that I'm in the Grammy Hall of Fame.
Right.
And they're probably going to put Vincent in the Grammy Hall of Fame, but I'm not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was never put on the cover of Rolling Stone. As a matter of fact, I have had an uphill fight all my life just to continue doing what I do because I was not one of those people, you know, that gets all the awards and gets anointed by Rolling Stone. In fact, they tried to destroy my career.
Well, you know, Don, I have to tell you, when you talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that's a very touchy subject for me because that's a joke. If you're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you especially of all people, and there's a lot that fall into that category, and then they got people that I've never heard of before, or had like one hit, I don't know what the hell they do with it. I mean, I've done many remote broadcasts from there, but that is a joke.
Well, it's Rolling Stone magazine, Jan Wenner. They have been trying to ruin me for 50 years. I'm fine. You know what? I am fine with this fight. I'll kick his ass. I don't worry about that stuff like that. I have no fear of anybody. I will win this fight.
You've won it, Don. In the eyes of a million...
Yes,
you've won it. Are you kidding me? I wonder how many of those people that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and were on the cover of Rolling Stone are going to have a Broadway musical, have a book, I'm going to have several books, a documentary, and songs. It's still relevant today. We're going to pause for a second. Don McLean and I will be right back with another segment to talk about his remarkable career and the anniversary and the documentary that's streaming on Paramount Plus of American Pie and how he wrote the song and came up with the words, which we are all excited to learn about because there have been so many inaccurate interpretations of what he meant. And it's all to come right here with Ron Sedgwick today.
So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die."
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul.
Oh, I love that song. Of course, the man singing it is our guest. He's been on our show several times over the years, become a real friend, and he's joining us for another segment, Don McLean. And Don, we were talking about before we went into that break the fact that you really had it difficult convincing the people of your talent and acceptance amongst a lot of people in the business that thought the style, you know, might not be commercial.
Well, the thing people are going to see when they see this is how much I had to fight in order to get everything done. The musicians couldn't play the song. The producer didn't think I had any talent. The song was 8.5 minutes long.
Right.
And afterwards, you know, there was all sorts of other stuff. The record company went out of business. I mean, it was just one obstacle after another. But I don't know. I'm half Italian and half Scottish. And I think the Scottish side of me said, I drew my sword and I said, I am now taking heads. I will do this. All right.
Well, I got to tell you, being an Italian descent myself, I think the Italian part of you made you work real, real hard and don't let anybody get in your way, giving them offers that they couldn't refuse, Don.
Well, you know, Keith Seeger once told me, and he was such a great person, that, you know, he did some real research about me because he was a folklorist. Yeah, you know, his father was a Harvard professor, so he was an aristocrat. And he said, you know, Don, he said, your father comes from the Isle of Iona, which is where the McLeans come from.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that your mother came from the town of Abruzzi in Italy, and that's where the most beautiful Italian melodies come from.
That's right.
He said, did you know that? He said to me. And so he realized that I had this accidental genetic combination, really, because I sing the songs together. I say the poetry and sing out the melody at the same time into the tape recorder, no matter what it is. And that way I know that the song sings well.
Mm-hmm. You're the only person that I know, and I've been in this business since I was 14 years old, that could take a song made by Roy Orbison and do it better, not doing it staccato, but doing more melodic. And you brought that to my attention, and when I heard it, I played it after you told me that, and I said, wow, I never realized what made this song so different and so good as a remake.
Well, I come completely from the heart. Everything with me is emotional. I have made plans sometimes, but they never work out. But what always works out is when I sing from the heart. And I had that song in me, and I said, I know, I can own this thing. I mean, this it says everything I want to say. And I love the melody, and I love the words, and I just am going to sing this song. And I had the right producer, and I had the right musicians. I had the Jordanaires, were Elvis Presley's musicians. I had Bob Moore on bass, greatest bass player in history.
Right.
I had Jimmy Capps, and I had Ray Edmonton on acoustic guitar.
Wow.
It was this master class. And I had this song, and I knew exactly how I was going to do it. Then I had a wonderful string arranger who came in. He just did these magnificent strings. I can't think of his name at the moment, but he had a hit called Raunchy.
I know who you mean.
Yeah.
I know the song. I know who you mean.
Raunchy. And so sorry, I can't remember.
I can't either.
Bill Justice.
Yes, it. That's it.
And he wrote these fabulous strings and the voicings of the strings and everything came together. And we did a great Since I Don't Have You, which is one of my favorite records that I ever made.
You know, you and I have the same taste, great down to the end. And when you talk about how you were delivering papers and your dad wanted you to take another career path and you had a lot of time that you spent at home because of asthma and so on and so forth, but to tell you something, and I mean this sincerely, not because you're on the air, because I've always respected what you have done in this business and how tough it's been to go into a business that is a tough business to begin with, but you have the perseverance and you have brought to millions of people, Don, so much great satisfaction as a composer, a writer, an artist, a poet. You've made it. And you don't have to look at those people that are in the Rolling Stone and say, I don't need you. I never needed you. Tell you the truth, I'm here. I'm at the top of the mountain. I mean that, Don. I really do.
Well, you know, I did what I did. I did what I had to do, and I did it from the heart, you know, and they're the ones that decided to make American Pie the greatest song of the 20th century. I mean, there were a lot of songs that could have been in that top five, and they're the ones that came back with American Pie. The guy doing the survey couldn't believe it. You know, where's A Day in the Life, and where's The Satisfaction, and where is, you know, a million other songs that I certainly love a lot. But it was a surprise to him because it kept coming back. People want this song. This is the one they want.
Yeah.
So that's always been the way that people have carried me on their shoulders. I haven't had PR. I haven't had any record company support in all my career. You know, I'm a theater act. You know, I'm not a stadium performer. I've never involved myself in that kind of economics, but the people have always kept me going.
Well, as Dick Clark used to say, the music is a blueprint of our lives. American Pie is the blueprint of a generation, and now it's going to be another generation with this book, Don McLean's American Pie, a fable, and not only a hot tune and a hot commodity during the 20th century, but into the 21st century. And for that, my friend, I congratulate you. Again, Don McLean's American Pie, a fable. It's a book that's out right now. And go to Paramount Plus. This is a must. The Day the Music Died, the story of Don McLean and American Pie. Now, Don, I got to tell you, I could talk to you for probably 3 days and still not be done. I mean, one of these days, I would love to do this again as soon as we could, break bread maybe, and I enjoy what you do, and I appreciate the time that you always spend with us. You're a gentleman.
Thank you very much. We will talk again. I like talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Don, and I look forward to it, and we'll be talking more about the book and the documentary, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Don McLean has been our guest. I must tell you, many years ago, the first time I talked to Don, I thought, boy, this is going to be a tough interview, because Don doesn't talk a lot. He's a very private man, and he keeps his feelings to himself. But over the years, we have become good friends. He freely talks about his career, how tough it has been, how successful he's been, and some of the things that he's doing in the future. And now I really enjoy when he's on the show, and I consider him a buddy of ours on the program. Don McLean, as we mentioned before, a brand new children's book out right now, a documentary on Paramount Plus that is streaming, and it's all about the history of American Pie. And of course, Don not only wrote that song, but many others like And I Love You So, which was a hit for Perry Como, and Elvis Presley, Vincent, the story of Vincent Van Gogh. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, and you're listening to Don McLean singing the iconic song that was one of the top five songs of the 20th century and lives now in the 21st century.
They were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Inflation Reduction Act is moving forward in Washington despite Republican attempts to derail the progress. So says Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a major win for the American people and a sad commentary on the Republican Party as they actively fight provisions that lower costs for the American family.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats aren't reading the room correctly.
Amazingly, Senate Democrats are misreading the American people's outrage as a mandate for yet another reckless taxing and spending spree.
The bill is moving forward without language allowing hefty fines on drug makers that boost prices beyond inflation in the private insurance market. The Senate parliamentarian ruled that had to go. Warren Buffett's company reported a near $44 billion loss in the second quarter, but Berkshire Hathaway's many operating companies generally performed well. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next.
We are back live, nationwide and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. What you're really listening to there, my friends, is our next guest, who has done it all in this business, and I've known him for a long, long time. And for people to do what I do, he made the path for the rest of us to follow, and he made it great. Joining us right now is the legendary Wink Martindale. Hi, Wink. How are you? Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you, Ron. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I meant what I said. You have done so much in this business. I wanted to run down everything that you did, but I know that you have a Christmas party coming up in 6 months, and I didn't want to get involved with, you know, making you late for that.
Now, that's funny.
I have a great picture in our studio of you and me and Frankie Avalon that was taken here in Orlando for a radio convention, and yep. You have on a shining blue jacket. I have on a red jacket, and Frankie has on a white jacket. We look like the American flag.
I remember that visit to Florida very well. I remember us going out to dinner and having a great time.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, it's remarkable what you have done in this business, and I mean it. Ladies and gentlemen, tic-tac-toe, gamut, debt. The list goes on and on and on, and if you go online, you can check out what I was watching this morning, your vault and the history of rock and roll series, including the theme songs from different television shows and the bloopers that Dick Clark had done, and it's remarkable in this career. And I think back when I said that you have done items in this business as nobody has. Out of all the talk shows on television, radio, nobody ever interviewed Elvis Presley, including on camera Dick Clark. But you, on June 16th, 1956, had your buddy on the teenage dance party. How did that come about, Wink?
Well, Ron, I had met Elvis on a July evening, 1954, at WHBQ Radio in Memphis. He had stopped in with Sam Phillips to introduce his first record, That's All Right Mama, on Dewey Phillips' radio show, Red Hot and Blue. And I just happened to be there that night, and I happened to be the one designated to call Gladys and Vernon to find out where Elvis was, because he wasn't in the studio at that time. He knew his record was going to be played, according to Mrs. Presley, and he was so nervous he went to see a double feature Western. So they got in their car, they went to the theater, walked up and down the dark aisles, found him sitting there all by himself watching this movie, whispered to him about the excitement being generated by That's All Right Mama, brought him down to the radio station, and I met him that night, and he remained my dear friend until the day he died. And then that led to his appearance on my 1956 Wink Martindale dance party in Memphis. I was sort of the Dick Clark of Memphis in those days. I did a 90-minute dance party type show with kids dancing and artists lip-syncing to their hits every Saturday afternoon. And on this particular day, although everybody was grabbing at him and reaching for him, wanting Elvis to do this and do that, he remembered that night that we first met, and he was nice enough to choose my show to come on. So he came on, we did a 30-minute interview, and it still remains in my memory as one of the high spots in my career.
It's also one of the high spots in the history of television and contemporary music, because nobody since then, and up to that point, had ever been able to do that on camera. I mean, you know, he made appearances, you know, of course, Ed Sullivan, Milton Berle, Steve Allen, but you actually interviewed him. I was reading someplace, why didn't he never appear on the Carson show? Well, we all know what the Colonel was like, so that was not going to happen. But you're the only show that he actually was formally interviewed on camera. It's history.
And I'll tell you, Ron, I was so nervous about it because he was hot as baked bread and getting hotter by the minute. And the studio that Saturday afternoon was filled with employees who came down on their day off to see this guy in living color that was getting so hot. And, gosh, the studios of WHBQ television were just jam-packed to see this interview. And I had so many questions I wanted to ask him, I was afraid I'd leave out one particular particular special question. So what I did was I made cue cards, and literally I had cue cards splashed all over the wall so that, you know, when one question was answered, I didn't trust my memory. I'd go to a cue card. And I'd read the question. In fact, one time I read a question, and Elvis said to me, why should I answer it? There it is on that card over there. He gave me away.
Tell us about the last time. I don't want to spend all the time with Elvis because I want to talk about Wink Martindale, but I remember you told me this story of the last time you saw him, and you and Sandy went backstage and then went back to your motel room and were devastated at his sight and his appearance.
Yeah, that was on my birthday in 1976. Sandy wanted to give me something special. So she took me to Las Vegas to see Elvis perform at the International Hotel. He was still doing two shows a night, several months a year in Las Vegas. And he knew we were there that night, so he invited us back. He wanted to talk to the two of us. And so we went back between shows, and his dressing room was filled with people. And they were quiet as a mouse because he was standing behind the bar, and we were in front of the bar talking, and everybody wanted to hear what we were talking about. Well, it so happened, Ron, that he had seen us that day on Tattletales, a game show on CBS, How Much Do You Know About Your Spouse? And not only were we on, but we won the game for that day over the other three couples or celebrities. So he couldn't get over how much we knew about each other, although we'd been married a number of years. And I remember also he said to me, Wink, look at you. Look how well you've done. Your career is just gone dynamite. And later I said to Sandy, can you imagine Elvis Presley saying to me how well I've done?
Yeah. You don't hear that.
Didn't quite get over that. But anyway, he was puffy. He didn't look healthy that night. We're talking about 1976. We talked for a while and as if nothing was wrong. But when we left and we got back to our hotel and closed the door behind us, we literally broke down and cried. And I said, Sandy, that's the last time we'll see Elvis alive. And sure enough, you know, within a year, he was gone.
Yeah. Fascinating story and a very sad one, too. And I know how it affected you and Sandy. Now, aside from being a premier game show host, a phenomenal disc jockey who's worked with all the best, WHBQ in Memphis, over there to KHJ in L.A., also Gene Autry's KMPC, KKGO, also reaching in 1959, number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, with selling over a million copies of the song you heard going into the show, Deck of Cards, which, by the way, Wink, is not only a beautiful song, and I was listening to it today because I hadn't heard it in a long time, but also thinking to myself, can you imagine today a song done in that fashion making a top 40 chart? That is staggering.
Well, I tell you, Ron, even back in 1959, it was rather staggering for another reason. I remember sitting in Randy Wood's offices of Dot Records when the record was climbing the chart. And I said to Randy, I said, can you imagine this record, this talking, semi-religious record, Deck of Cards, in the same top 10 with Mac the Knife by Bobby Darin and Venus by Frankie Avalon? And he was this semi-religious talker in the same top 10. I couldn't get over it. And I still find it amazing to this day. And of course, to make a record like that today, I can't even imagine.
That's right. And I got to tell everybody, not only a huge hit in the United States, but reached number 5 in the United Kingdom, which is unbelievable, in April of 63 when they had the Beatles.
You know, Ron, Deck of Cards, believe it or not, has been a hit in the UK on 3 different occasions. It so happens that, you know, from time to time over the years, some DJ would pull it out, play it as an oldie. It would light up the phones like a Christmas tree, and then it would become a hit all over again. And that's happened on 3 or 4 different times over there.
Unbelievable. We're going to pause for a second. Wink, you know what this is all about. Our very special guest is a legend in the broadcasting and music industry, my dear friend, Wink Martindale, who I am honored that he's on our show. I haven't talked to him in a long, long time and miss his visits. Wink's career has taken him from being a disc jockey on many of the top stations across the United States, king of quiz shows, he's done them all, and then, of course, the interview that he did on his dance show locally in Memphis, with his guest, Elvis Presley, and a recording artist. Quite a guy, there's no question about it. And Wink and I will be right back with more live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today.
So you see, sir, my type of card serves me as a Bible, an almanac, and a prayer book. And friends, this story is true. I know
for I was that soldier.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We're We're back live or nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Of course, that music, very familiar music from the television show Tic-Tac-Toe, which is another one of the items underneath the name of Wink Martindale. Wink, I mentioned in the break there that I could talk to you for hours on end. You know, I was watching the other day, the History of Rock and Roll series, but you have something super exciting that everybody can listen to, and in lieu of the popularity with this latest movie out, this is going to be a giant for you, and I couldn't be more happier. Tell us about it.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, back in the early 70s, I had the pleasure of narrating the Elvis Presley story for Ron Jacobs and Watermark Productions, who used to produce American Top 40 with Casey Kasem.
Right.
And it was just one of those rare experiences that you get during your career. It was 14 hours, and they interviewed everybody that ever came in contact with Elvis. They came back to Memphis. They went to New York. They went to wherever anybody knew Elvis, they interviewed them, and it was all included. Now, Fade to Black can come up on today, and my 14-hour Elvis Presley radio special, which I call From Tupelo to Superstardom, is going to be on the station that I work for here in the Palm Springs area, KWXY Music Radio, streaming from Palm Springs to the world at KWXY.com. So anybody can listen to it, your listeners or anybody around the world, on KWXY.com. The broadcast is going to start, and then it will continue until it ends on the 16th of August. I'll play it a section of it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 2 weeks, and then the conclusion will come on the 16th of August, and on that day, we're going to play the entire 14 hours nonstop.
Oh, man. KWXY.com.
KWXY.com.
KWXY.com. Now, through August 16th, and then on the final day, the full 14 hours. My, that is sensational.
Yeah, I think people will enjoy it, especially Elvis fans who have never heard the show before.
Yeah, I remember when the show first came out. It was great then, and it'll be greater now. That, again, is KWXY.com. Now, until the 16th of August, an hour a day, but on the 16th, all 14 hours will be streaming on that site of KWXY.
Okay, thank you.
Talking about radio, and you worked for, as you mentioned, all the best, starting way back. I can appreciate the salary you made, because I made about a dime less at WPLI in Jacksonville. You certainly have crossed the bridge several times. Today's radio, with the lack of personality, no singer can work a record like they used to do when we were on the air. I mean, you just can't do it. I don't even know how an Elvis Presley or Bobby Darin or Diana Ross could be found anymore. It's changed so differently. What's your thought on it?
Changed in that there's no place for a DJ like you or me to start, to learn the business. So much of radio today is syndicated and pre-recorded and purchased by radio stations, and so fewer of us are on the air doing our thing, and that's the way radio has really and truly changed the most over the years. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. When I started in radio, you would be recognized if you walked into a McDonald's, and that was because you were doing record hops and proms and TV commercials. Now, you know, you could be the biggest celebrity in town and walk into a place and shoot somebody and nobody would even know you.
And I remember so well that during my days in Memphis, and especially at KFWB and KMPC in Los Angeles, a record promotion guy, which there aren't any anymore, I guess, record promotion guy would work for a record company, and they would pay this record promotion guy a weekly salary for a couple of weeks to take to the various radio stations to try to get the program director or the music director or the DJs to play it.
Right.
And that's the way records got played back in the day. I know at KFWB, every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, we had a meeting with all the DJs, and we would listen to the new releases for that week, and we'd vote on which ones we thought should be added to our playlist.
Right.
And if you didn't get added to the playlist, there was no way your record was going to be played. And that was sort of unfair, but you can't play every record that came out because there were so many of them.
I remember as 14 years old, I was a music director because I was with the youth of the community, so they figured I knew what I was talking about. And there was a guy from Capitol Records that would come in, and he wouldn't ask me, what do you think of this record? He would tell me, because he'd say, this is a great record. You got to play it. You're a young man. You know this is going to be a hit. And, of course, I played everything that he gave me because I didn't know any better. He was blowing smoke in my ear. I thought I would. was.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Wink Martindale. I had all the answers. Not only the radio business, though. You have even gone into acting. I mean, did I not see you one time on a soap opera?
I don't see myself as an actor, but I happened to get a call a couple of occasions to do a little brief appearance on The Bold and the Beautiful on CBS.
Yeah, you're a minister, were you not?
That's right. I was a minister.
And I meant what I said about the path that you made for all of us, because people like you were in the fun time of radio. We're both involved in radio. You know, there's nothing like sitting down and playing the hits. I mean, it's a great life, is it not?
Yeah, it really is. And you know, you talk about us as being sort of lighting the way for other DJs along the way. The same thing happened for you and me back in the day. I know for me, when I was in Memphis, and prior to Memphis, when I was just a kid getting started in Jackson, Tennessee, as a 17, 18-year-old, my heroes were at WINS and WNEW in New York, famous people, and some of the great disc jockeys like Dick Biondi in Chicago. Those are the people that I looked up to. See, I was just thinking about this the other day. There might be some kid out there right now listening to my radio show who say, gee, I'd like to be like him, or I wonder how I could get started like he did, you know? You think about that as you get older.
Well, I will tell you a little story, okay? The gentleman who produces our show for us at the network, when he found out that Wink Martindale was going to be on my show, he went crazy. He said, you got to be kidding me. Wink? He says, I used to watch him as a kid with my parents. He says, I love Wink Martindale. That's the kind of stuff that you do not realize probably because you're so, you know, involved with other things, the impression that you've made on a lot of people, me included, Wink.
Well, your friend, and obviously you too, all have very good taste.
That's exactly the way I set that up for you, like you told me to. Wink, I really appreciate it. You know, you and I haven't talked in a while. I think the last time I saw you was at Ed's funeral.
Was it really?
Yeah, I think it was Burbank.
Wow.
When I hosted that and I saw you and Sandy, I think that was the last time, which goes back to 2009.
I'm sorry, this is just a phone call and I'm not with you in person because you still owe me $5.
Well, I know that, but you said I had as long as I wanted to pay you. And I didn't think there was a cap on when I could see. I'll come to your house in December and celebrate your birthday, and I'll even make it $6, add a little interest to it, okay?
Okay, then, Ron. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Thanks, Wink. You sound terrific. Don't ever retire, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Wink. Our very
Bye-bye.
Special guest, Wink Martindale. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
More of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring you to the picnic counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt and unable to pay your bills? Has your income decreased or have you lost your job? At Credit Card of America, we offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Card of America is an A-plus rated company that will work on your behalf. We've counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-291-3818. That's 800-291-3818.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Says Ye Today, but we have another hour to go. And I want to thank my guest this first hour, our friend Don McLean, who's been on our program several times over the years, and he's got a brand new documentary that is now streaming on Paramount Plus. I also want to thank one of the legends in broadcasting, our friend Wink Martindale. Next hour, former Speaker of the House, former presidential candidate, and now on Fox News, Newt Gingrich will be joining us, one of the great Motown acts of all time. Smokey Robinson will be here. Kenny G will be joining us on the program, and then we'll speak about migraines with Judy Ho and Dr. Larry Newman. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi Today.